News headlines, Tuesday, 9th March. Zimbabwe wins an Oscar. Music by Prudence won Best Short Subject Documentary. The film is about a disabled music band from Bulawayo. Justina Mukoko, the director of Zimbabwe Peace Project, has been honored with the U.S. Secretary of State's 2010 International Women of Courage Award, along with 9 other female activists. The Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum says that this award is richly deserved. According to a report on the website Zimbabwe Democracy Now!, U.S. Embassy Economic Advisor James Gary last week rejected suggestions that Zimbabwe was unable to access loans because of the targeted sanctions against ZANU-PF elite. He said even if Washington were to repeal the sanctions law, Zimbabwe would still not be eligible for financial assistance because of outstanding arrears. In January, the African Development Bank said Zimbabwe's debt of close to $6 billion was too huge to allow the country to access new money. The Consumer Council of Zimbabwe released statistics stating that the price of basic commodities rose by 20.5% from January to February 2010. The ongoing drought in Zimbabwe may result in a critical shortfall of maize. All indications are that this season will be a total disaster. We will be very lucky if we get more than 500,000 tons, said Dion Theron, president of the Commercial Farmers Union. This shortfall could leave 2 million Zimbabweans hungry. The Zimbabwean reports that Education Minister David Coltart has said no child should be sent home because their parents or guardians have failed to pay school fees. The United Nations Children's Fund has made money available to benefit at least 600,000 disadvantaged children. According to the BBC, Nigeria's acting president, Goodluck Jonathan, has ordered security forces to prevent more weapons being brought into the area around the city of Jos. More than 100 people, many of them women and children, are believed dead after attacks in the area on Sunday. A pre-dawn earthquake collapsed homes and killed at least 38 people in a mountainous region of southeastern Turkey on Monday, reports CNN. According to Reuters, a French ship operating off the coast of Somalia has captured 35 pirates in just 48 hours, the French Defense Ministry said in a statement on Sunday. Most African Americans like to pray just before they do it. White Americans like to do it with their pets. Asians tend to do it best, and Hispanics fret about work just beforehand. Sleep, that is. The 2010 Sleep in America poll by the National Sleep Foundation shows that sleep habits differ depending on what ethnic group you belong to.